Okay, it did work. We have, it says 30 minutes, or now it's counting down from 30, so it does look like we actually do have 30 minutes on this thing. 30 minutes we have to fill.
How are we going
to
fill that up, Rob?
I don't know. I'm just hoping that somehow our normal demeanor doesn't change now that we're recording it, and that this is now our official podcast.
Well, you never do that when we're normally talking.
Well, this because there's never a phone recording us when we're normally talking. So now it's like you, me, and our special guest here, the telephone.
Don't tell them it's on a phone. It makes it sound cheap, Rob.
Okay.
You mean our wonderful...
You mean our 10,000... Yeah, our huge sound system
studio.
Here. Yeah, you ever see on Joe Rogan, on the television show he has, every time they go, okay, it's a podcast, and they say, like, Joe Rogan Questions Everything is the name of it.
Yeah.
So every time they're like, he needs to talk to his buddies, they go, all right, we got a podcast about this. There's stuff we need to talk about. So they show like these radar towers going off as they turn on the system, which is total bullshit because I know the radar tower that they filmed, which is right outside of LAX. Like Joe Rogan has at his house just literally built a tower out of cement and steel to make it some serious podcast, which does nothing on the internet.
Like, why you need to see what airplanes are doing in the sky to make a podcast?
It's totally corny, and it's like an establishing shot that they do, and then they get in and do a podcast that never really airs. They just sit around and talk about Bigfoot, because I've listened to that show all the time, and I've never once heard the things that they say on there, so it's all bullshit for the show. Not like this, which is the real deal, fools. So
we actually do have a radar tower on top of
our
apartment complex.
Well, you know what he has that we don't? Listeners. We literally could be just talking to the phone. The phone could be the only one that ever hears any of this.
Well, my dog is listening too.
The dog is listening too. But I guess when I post this, I don't know, from the one thing that I did with Amham, he said, I think the last thing he texted me was like 74, which I believe are 74 people that listened. But he also does half of his podcasts in German. So if we have a lot of German and English...
So we're going to get half of what he got.
If we
don't speak German.
Well...
I'm just doing the math.
I'm just wondering if they're like, if this will go, if this gets reposted or whatever the hell. See, I don't even know. All I know is I think this is recording, and then I hit publish, and then maybe he can friend me, and then maybe people can hear this.
Honestly, I think it would be better if we don't ever get listeners in the United States. We just get some really obscure country loves us.
Oh my God,
like,
that would be so...
Somehow we're huge in Finland.
Oh my God, if we were like, we go there, and all of a sudden we're like kings.
Yeah, I don't want to be big here. I want to be big in some
awesome
part of the world.
It would be like we could walk around like we're so cool, like in the mall here. Nobody knows who we are. We get all the great things of fame when we go to Finland, say, for instance.
Yeah, I'd be cool with that.
It'd be like that one, have you seen the 60 Minutes thing, the Searching for Sugarman?
No.
They did an article about like a 60 Minutes story about this guy who was, he put out an album. He's from Detroit in the 60s. And it basically failed in America.
Mm-hmm.
But in South Africa, it became like he became like Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Like, they loved him. And he had no idea for most of his life that, like,
well,
this entire country, like...
He could have been a rock star in another country.
Yeah, but now because, like, they rediscovered him through the internet and found him and took
They found out, like, decades later.
And he's an old guy, and it's like, yeah.
One tour, man.
It's huge. Well, he's huge everywhere now. Except in your heart, I guess.
I've never heard of him. I'm probably going to love the guy.
Can check him out. If you just, like, Google Searching for Sugarman, you'll find out. Like, I don't know what his name is.
It's not Sugarman.
Maybe that was the album name. I don't know if he's the Sugarman. If you say this, though, to people, to go, oh, okay, I know what you're talking about. Like,
I'm going to look it up.
I probably have it written down on a piece of paper somewhere that I should probably go listen to this guy, just so I could be more versed in it, so next time.
I'm sure he's badass.
He's, like, cool as hell. Super cool. Like, lives, like, in Detroit in, like, a shit...
What style of music is it, like, old school?
Like, folky, kind of, like, you know, like, 60s...
Like, Motown shit, or, like,
like, folk. Like, I think he might be Brazilian. I don't... See, this is all hearsay. This is all just me, like, trying to remember.
Well, this is,
You'd have to check
this
out.
This comes from hours of preparation for this podcast.
There's none. Like, I was actually just thinking to myself, like, all the podcasts that I like have these awesome themes. I love the philosophize this, which guy goes and does philosophy and talks like last. He just put out one finally, and it's taken him over a month about like Confucianism.
So the
Confucius.
The theme of this podcast is us talking about podcasts.
Yeah,
we're like, way better than our podcast.
We're the like, yeah. It's like you guys better get a piece of paper and a pencil.
Listen to our podcast
because we're gonna tell you
what good podcasts are out there.
We're gonna tell you, yeah. We're basically like we don't believe in competition. We're enlightened fools. We believe in cooperation. Okay, I'm getting different. I am acting a little different now that this is here.
Yeah, you don't talk like that when we're driving around.
Well, that's because the phone's not on. I would if like there was somebody else here that was just silently listening.
Gotcha.
To ham
gotcha.
It up. You know, it is. It's like literally like a person's here. Like the whole thing. That was the thing. Amham kept on giving me the phone.
Yeah.
And being like, all right, like what? I was just thinking, on what podcast do they say, all right, what do you got? And just challenge you, like if you have a guest, and say, now tell everybody something.
Dance, monkey, entertain us
yeah,
now.
With nothing, no questions or anything. It's like, ah, you guys want to hear my routine? My stand-up routine? I don't know what to tell the supposedly 74 people.
Wait, you do stand-up?
Shut up.
Why don't you tell us about that,
okay,
Rob?
Jesus. See, now it is. Now this is... I do stand-up comedy, which this is right before I go stand into the open mic line at the Comedy Store. I'm quickly coming over to your house, to your apartment,
mm-hmm.
Tim Tuck.
So this is like your warm-up then, essentially, for the Comedy Store. No?
I just want to do this. I feel this is a better medium just to discuss things. As in comedy, it is that, like, when you get on stage, it's like,
yeah.
Dance, monkey! And you get that microphone, and there's no dialogue. Like, you and I could talk things out and make things kind of funny in the moment. But
yeah.
When people are there, they want to laugh like that. So you got to start, like, throwing all these jabs. And there's a technique you can kind of improv that through, like, during crowd work and stuff. But for the most part, there is, like, that's the weird thing about stand-up. You can be a funny person, but then to do the actual art of stand-up comedy is you alone on stage with no one to help you. And you have to engage everyone through...
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's not interacting. It's not
no interaction.
Like me and you interacting right now.
Yeah, but I mean, this does loosen your brain up, I'd say, and gets me to think critically. Like
yeah.
You pose these questions.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What is it? So when it comes to this, on you, enough about me. You're just gonna lie in the shadows and just be Tim, Tuck Tim, and that.
Why don't you stop saying my real name then?
But
I'm not in the shadows if you say my real name.
Yeah, but
and then
we've already discussed.
And then a nickname that I'm well known by. I mean, come on.
But it's not like you said. But it's like, come on, not many people.
There's a lot of people out there that would like to know who I am. I understand that, but we're gonna just, you know, we're not gonna.
Alright, I'm just putting the groundwork. This is episode number one. We gotta know what we're talking to. So Mr. Shadow Man and me, the dancing clown.
That could be the name of the podcast.
No, I thought we were
Mr. Shadow Man and
Shadow Man and the Dancing Clown. That dude, are people really gonna listen to this? Is the big thing. Like when that number comes up, like on Amham's, he's like 74, it's like that's just a number. It's hard to really register that set, like, if 74 people were in this room, just absolutely dead silence listening to us. Like, you know, that's the thing with, like, with cameras. When I first came to LA, you see a camera and you don't realize that, like, millions of people could be behind that camera. It just looks like a guy with a box with a piece of, like, a cylinder of glass in front of it. That's a lens. And you're just like, this thing's just right in front of me. And you just don't realize that you could be making it. A total fucking ass out of yourself.
You could be bringing people tons of joy or embarrassing yourself, or maybe both.
It's, well, you see, because when you're watching at home on television, you're like, what an idiot. When you watch, how would this person be and you like don't realize how easy it is to just be a complete moron without really realizing it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's high wire without a net.
What I like about... I think this will be good for us, this podcast, with our strong suit. I like podcasts where you're listening to them, you feel like you're hanging out with a couple friends. Or maybe your weirder friends, more interesting friends, and you feel like you're, like, a lot of times I'll be listening to really good podcasts, and I won't find myself almost talking back to the podcast while I'm jogging and working out. I'm like, oh, that's a great point, Joe Rogan, or whoever, you know?
I
think that's what we'll be good at, is because we've been knowing each other for half our lives,
yeah.
And we can just talk, and it feels like, hopefully if people are listening to this, they'll feel like they're hanging out with some of their friends. And they can go ahead and talk back, and yeah, we can't hear you, but you know, feel free to chime in, and
yeah,
it'll be kind of like a
if we can't. Oh yeah, if this thing actually people actually listen, we'll take calls and do the whole thing. Because one thing is like I always like there's so many times I like they'll say some wrong fact, and I'll be like, no, that's not it. You're thinking of this guy. You're thinking of that, or like I have a point that I want to make. So hence this thing in general, why we're here right now. Okay, buddy. What do you got to say? Of course, we're super late in it. We're like 7 to 8 years late. Like, we should have been doing this.
This is the wave of the future, Rob.
Well, this is now just through our phone. You know, before, if you actually had to buy something, it was hard enough for me just to log in and make
true.
A website.
You've been talking about doing this for about 6 to 9 months at this point.
And it has to be so easy now that you just literally push a button on the phone and then it just does it for us. So that's what you get. This is when the technology trickles down to the total masses, the plebs, the fucking peasants. This is what you get. This is the entertainment.
And even 2 weeks ago, Rob was like, I gotta buy an iPod or an iMac MacBook Pro. I gotta get 2 microphones. I need a special cords and equipment and programs. And then he talked to his one friend, Anham. He was like, oh yeah, just get an app.
Well, this is new. Nobody knows about this. Like, in the comedy world, like, there's a lot of podcasts, but it still takes, like, it's not that it even takes work. It's that you got to figure out how to do it. I think it's still pretty easy to get it all, you know, if you did it even the normal way, which is to get your own website and then to, like, register it on. It's still, like, but it's still stuff that you don't know. It's still, like, all right, I got to get to that. This, all you got to do is get an app and then push the button.
Yeah.
So,
well,
anyone listening to this is going to go get it now, and we're going to be in a...
You just enabled so much competition.
Damn! We're going to be in a sea of mediocrity. All our great things that we have to say are just going to be drowned.
Take back what he just said. You actually need a radar tower on top of your apartment.
You need a radar tower. You need to build a radar... First, you need... You know what I want this to be like? I want it to be like that movie, that Christian Slater movie, Pump Up the Volume...
Yes.
You know, remember, and he, like, has the fake voice, and there's, like, maybe the high school, maybe high schoolers listen to this going, man, they really tell the truth, preach the truth. And, you know, and the authorities are coming for us because we're too honest, they can't handle, and we're driving the truck, we're still going, guys, we're still going. And then the police are about ready to take us, and it's still on, though, and I'm getting handcuffed, I'm like, just remember, talk hard. Ugh. My shirt's ripped off, my abs are showing.
What a timely and in no way totally obscure reference you've just made, Rob.
To Pump Up the Volume, man. It's that.
Yeah, all those high schoolers nowadays love that movie.
Oh my god.
That's your target audience.
They don't know.
You just lost all 15-year-olds who are listening to this.
It's like in music, you know, like they keep on bringing back the old hits and then they like just it's repackaged. This is like repackaged Pump Up the Volume for the children. Anyway. Yeah, this is definitely not a normal conversation.
No, it's pretty much a stream of consciousness between two strange people who've known each other way too long.
Do you think... But no, I agree. Like, it's weird. I think a lot of times it's like, am I wasting my life listening to this podcast? Because all I'm listening to are just people hanging out with each other.
I would say some podcasts are definitely a gigantic waste of time.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many out there nowadays, like... I think we'll put out a pretty good podcast, but people finding it, like you said, in the sea of
mediocrity.
But there's also great stuff, and there's also terrible stuff, but there's just so much of it nowadays. And like you're saying, it's getting easier and easier. Like, 5 years ago, you probably did have to have some technical sense and some money to do a podcast. Nowadays...
Yeah. Nothing. You don't need anything. You just need any idiot here in the living room.
You need a phone, essentially.
You need a phone.
And a German friend who has...
And a German
app who will tell you which app to use.
Because he's on the edge of the podcasting curve. He's been doing it for 7 years. So,
really?
Yeah, as we're talking now, I mean, I'm now assuming that the only people listening to this would be through that, so they would know who I'm talking about. Amham, who's a German friend of mine, who used to record the... comedy show that I host, and he would stream it on Ustream, which in the beginning because that's all he did too, is just another, he's like the king of apps, like pushes on Ustream and then he could stream it for everyone, and we like, where's Amham? And it's literally the easiest thing in the world to do. All you gotta do is just push the button and boom, there it goes. So, and now I guess you can do that with a podcast.
Doesn't seem real, does it?
No, that's what I was saying. It doesn't. I still be shocked if people listen to this one. Like, our main goal, my main goal that I told...
Don't come off as so cocky, Rob. You're going to scare people away with your
the main
powerful
goal,
confidence.
The main goal that I had was 100 listeners. Now, like, I think for this one, if someone's made it this far, I'm like, if 10 people...
I don't know why they would, honestly.
Why 10 people would make it... Well, we haven't talked about anything but podcasting so far. Literally what's right in front of us. Like that, so... But, yeah, man, it's like, pretty soon we're just all going to be plugged into each other like the Borg anyway, you know? And I think it's, once they get my super awesome thoughts, maybe humanity will grow. There's some...
You're the Jesus Christ of the Borg.
It's like all of a sudden you plug me into the Matrix and boom, enlightenment, man. It's, I just can't articulate it verbally. Ah, man, I wish I was plugged in so bad.
If somebody told me that I was going to be plugged into your brain, I would know what it's like to be Rob. I would be terrified.
You know how much that would... Oh, God, could you imagine all the whining from everywhere around if you were plugged into, like, everyone was really plugged in? You'd be, like, walking by...
couldn't handle it.
Man. Oh, you'd get commercials, like Starbucks. You walk by Starbucks, your phone goes, hey, you're by Starbucks, you want to get a latte? Like, your phone will do that if it's set right.
We're definitely moving that direction.
But soon your brain will do that. You'll be like in Minority Report when they were looking into his eyes. Instead, it won't even be that. It'll just be in your brain. You'll be walking by, like, God damn it, there's a gap by here, and they want me to get...
I was actually just listening to a NPR radio show, and they're talking about they're having cameras. I think it's in Great Britain. They have cameras that'll look at a person's face when they're checking out, and they have TVs, and the camera will look at the face, and it looks at, identifies if the person's male or female, identifies approximately how old they are, and then it shows you an advertisement while you're waiting to check out based upon who you are, and it also tracks your eye movement, so then it'll see if how much you're paying attention. So if you pay more attention to the ad, then it tracks that, so it knows which ads are good, which ads are not good, which ads work for old women, which ads work for young men. So, yeah, dude, we're definitely going that way. They talked directly about Minority Report. They played a piece of Minority Report in the clip and was like, we're not there yet, but we're going that direction.
That sucks so bad. They did this study about movie theaters, and they say that people with popcorn don't pay attention to the commercials they put in front of them more. So they don't want to do, like, some places are trying to say you don't want to get your popcorn before they want to figure out a way around that. Because when you're eating, you're not paying attention and processing the information more because you are too focused on
the
eating.
That brings up the point that your brain only does so much.
Yeah.
Your brain can focus on the flavor of the popcorn or what's flashing before your eyes or the girlfriend next to you that you're trying to make out with, whatever.
Yeah.
Your brain can only handle so much, but society's trying to shoehorn more and more stuff into our brains.
But at some point, I'm going to be like, fuck you. Like there's got to be that. I'm a tech recruiter, and there's this company that I'm not going to say, but they work... God, it's going to be hard to say it, like, to just...
Does it
they work in human
Google?
No, they work with human resources, and their whole thing is, like, you stand in front of an iPad, and it instantaneously knows who you are and when you clock in. You know, and that's, like, one of the technologies they're proud of. But then they're going to have, like, tracking technologies. They're going to have all these technologies for human resource that make your life just a living hell, and I'm supposed to go find...
Yeah, they're going to know how much you're working.
They're
going to be able to tell, like, when you're working, when you're surfing.
I know. It's totally, like...
They'll listen to how much keyboard clicking you're doing. They'll be able to correlate that to how much work you're doing. It's pretty crazy shit.
Is that good?
No, it's not good.
That sounds just like...
I sound like a grumpy old man, but I'm... No, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Society's going to hell.
That's like every time and they're really hard to, like, place. Like, I try to get, like, somebody in there, and they want, like, the best... I don't want to reveal it too much, even though there's probably 10 listeners at most on this, maybe none. I still don't want to just say it. But, like, you know, they want, like, the best tech people you can get. Like, they're willing to pay a lot. They're willing to go across the world to get it.
So they can make their evil software
and they have
better.
And they have a terrible reputation around town, so I have to fight
really?
It. I have to fight.
That's probably why they're going to pay a ton of money.
I have to fight it all the time. I'm like, no. But, like, and there's a part of me going, man, am I working for, like, the evil, like, empire here in doing this? And,
you're struggling in the same system we all are.
We're all part of the system, man. Like, you can say, like, what, you can get off the grid, but it's very hard to get totally off the grid. I mean,
you got to move out of this country to get off the grid. Or move to a part of this country like Alaska and live
in Canada. Then you're stuck and you're just a hermit in there. You're not really... contributing to anything. Like, that's kind of a escape way. Like, Joseph Campbell talks about that. And the hero's journey. It's like, there's a part where you have to learn to become yourself and fully, like, self-realized or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you have a choice. You have to either be introduced back into the society, or then you just say, give up and go live on your own with this new knowledge that you have. If you understand.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, once you get, like, self-realized and you become somebody that, like, actually does have something to contribute... So just going to, say, moving to some hills in British Columbia where your only neighbor's Sasquatch, it might not be the...
Yeah, but unless you're incredibly brilliant and charismatic and powerful, you're not going to change the tide of society and technology.
Oh, really? Well, you're not going to change that. You're just, you can still put your perspective in if it's strong enough, because Confucius, and this is from the Philosophize This podcast, people, Confucius died thinking he was a failure. Like, he literally thought he got to nobody. Like, he has this whole thing about his life where he... you guys are gonna have to listen to the Philosophize This podcast. But he talks about it. At the age of 30, I knew my place in the world, and the age of 60, I could give a shit. I like basically gave up because like he got a job one time where he was like the head
Confucius
of.
Confucius had a job.
He had a job where
I never thought of that.
No, Confucius was a very conservative person. And he got a job as, like, the head policeman for, like, whatever dynasty.
Confucius was a cop?
He was the head cop. He was, like, the chief. And he had, like, rules that were hardcore. It's like, if you were a man and you walked on the wrong side of the road that men are supposed to walk on, you got killed. If you cut your clothing in the wrong way, they would kill you. Like, there was a death penalty because he was so into what traditionally worked in the past. He looked at what made China great in the past.
Sounds like fucking...
He was Rush Limbaugh, is how they said. He was kind of like...
No, Rush Limbaugh never killed anybody.
He just said conservative things. He looked at everything that worked in the past and then tried to implement it all. And they said when he was police chief, not a lick of crime. Everyone did, like, was totally cool. But then he eventually got fired, and then he went on his, like, travels where he, like, traveled all over China and everything. And he got, like... And he got, like, followers, and he talked and everything. But when he died, he thought he didn't do anything, and he ended up, like, influencing China more than anyone. And they say by the pure numbers of anybody who's ever lived, just by pure numbers, that he's probably the most influential person who's ever lived.
What?
And he thought, he looked at all of it,
long ago was he alive?
Okay, now I'm gonna be on the public record as I say this. Again, this is from a podcast I listen to. I'm not a scholar, but I believe it's something like 3,000 years ago.
Really?
I believe it's 3,000 years ago. It might, or maybe 2,500. It might have been. I think he might have been like around. He was a lot like Aristotle, actually. Like
same
they were
time
both.
Frame?
They were both really like you know you are what you repeatedly do. That was like they all kind of said these.
Yeah, that's a good one.
They were good. Yeah, Confucius. Yeah. So, but anyway, like you said, that you have to have some sort of political pull or some big thing. All you really have to do, I think, is just follow that thread of who you are and just do it all the way. That's Joseph Campbell, is you follow the hero's thread. There's a great quote where it said, all you have to do is, Jesus, see, this is where preparation could help. All you have to do is follow the heroes, the thread that's been laid out before you. And where you thought to slay another, you shall slay yourself. Where you thought that you should travel outward, you shall come to the center of all. Where you think that you are alone, you are with all the world.
It's Joseph Campbell?
Oh, it's one of my favorite quotes that I don't know all the way, that I haven't totally memorized.
I love it so much I've sort of memorized it, kind of.
I would like to see, like, a big gang war going on and all these guys fighting over, I'm the man. I'm like, wait, listen. I've got this quote that'll change the way you think of everything. I just can't remember it.
So thousands of people die because you don't take the time to memorize the quote you claim to love.
Or I misquote it, and then it gives
the wrong meaning, and
everyone
twists the meaning around.
And everyone's like,
you say we should kill everybody, right, Rob?
Yeah.
No, that's not what
it's like. Rob doesn't have any political power, but he's really influential, we can tell, so we're just going to do what he does. It's just all misquotes, man. It's like Jesus. Like, how can anyone follows Jesus and they follow to a T, it's like you realize that was written like 30 years after he died, right? Like, who knows what he was really saying? And then,
but also, he contradicts himself based upon which gospel he listens to.
Well, because it gets more and more, the closer that you get to, like, the people that, like, in the beginning it was written by, like, Hebrew, straight Hebrew, hardcore. And then, like, once the Roman, you know, the Gentiles started going and writing it,
mm-hmm.
it was more tailored toward them, you know? Like, they couldn't be like, well, you know, we kind of killed them. You know, the Romans were like, you know, so they had to kind of shape it a little bit more. There's actually a really good book out that I haven't read. I just heard the radio show. This is just a total bluffers guide. I hate that now there's this podcast now that I can't.
This might be the least well-researched podcast on the internet, and that's saying a lot.
This is
some terribly put together,
like,
unprepared podcast.
We flirt with some good ideas, but we never really get to make love to them, you know what I mean? We just say, oh, yeah, I went to high school with her. Yeah, I one time brushed her boob in the hallway, but I never really... No,
secondhand philosophy and history with Rob and Tuck.
Secondhand bad. There's hardcore history and then there's just softcore bluffery of his. Oh, God.
Stuff that I heard some other guy say one time.
It's a shitty recap of other shitty podcasts. No, it's this. There's that guy. I don't know if you saw the clip where the guy gets in a big fight on Fox News where he was a Muslim that wrote about Jesus.
Yeah, he's amazing.
But it's a great book, and he's really smart.
Yeah, and the book is Zealots. I don't think that's the name of the book.
That's where he talks about, like, as a literary figure. You know, because the funny thing is, like, everyone just kind of, it became viral, that clip, but it's a really good book.
Yeah, we're late from Fox News. It's pretty much like, but you're a Muslim, so why are you writing about Jesus?
You know,
she asked him like 10 times. He's like, I'm a biblical scholar. It's my job.
I'm a biblical scholar.
Biblical figures. Like, this is my job, is to write about them. She's like, yeah, but you're a Muslim. That's all she could keep saying.
Because she got, it's like in sales when I do tech recruit and someone like actually says something that's like, that's a real question, and then I just have to refer back to the old company line. You know, she wouldn't field the question. She couldn't handle it because she was just told by her mentors at Fox that you have to.
Yeah, they were just mad because a Muslim was writing about Jesus.
But why would they be so stupid as to put her up against him? Like, you know, if they're going to put a guy like that that's that smart, why don't put at least Bill Riley or someone, one of their heavier hitters, and then they just look like total idiots.
I don't know. It was one of the most embarrassing clips I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, but who really watches Fox, though? Like, in a real...
Old white people who love Jesus.
In a real way.
Muslims that much.
Oh, God, it's so just... The way they view the world. Like, I hate that. I go home for the holidays, and half my family's like that. And they're like, Rob's a Democrat. And I'm like, I don't know if I call myself a Democrat, but I'm definitely not whatever you are.
Yep, that's Ohio, though. That's 60-year-olds in Ohio.
You know,
of course they love Fox News.
Well, that's all we can tell, but that's all they are fed on. Like, that's, you know, at least us, we have these conversations where we can't really answer the questions that, or follow through with the quotes.
There's one thing the listeners can tell by this podcast is we do a lot of research and we're well-versed.
We do.
Facts.
It's not that we're well-versed, but it's like, you know, we're bluffers. It's not, what's a good metaphor? It's like I'm at a restaurant, and I don't know the men. I work at the restaurant, so I know all the dishes that are on there, but I'm not a chef. I just go and I sample the food as I go and I serve it to them.
I see.
Does that work?
Not quite.
No, it doesn't.
I mean,
because it's not. I think there's still something here. I think we're almost done with this. We have two. We have 2 minutes and 35 seconds left.
Wow, that went by fast.
Of the first podcast, which, what, tentatively we're going to call Wilson's Electric in Space?
Yeah, of course. Why would we not call it that? I mean, that makes perfect sense.
It's an inside joke.
If there's one thing people love on a podcast, it's an
inside
joke
from
makes
two...
That makes no sense to them.
That makes no sense to them and two guys that they don't know. We'll see. How could we fail? How could we possibly fail? Again, 10 listeners. That's all we need. 10.
10.
And this,
we could call it the 10 listener podcast.
I don't know. I think this, like, the audio boo thing, I think it might market you a little bit. Like, it might push you around in some way. I don't know. We can put it on Twitter. We can put this thing on Twitter. We can put it on Facebook. We'll see if anyone actually does. Because I know sometimes I just like to hear muffling noise in the background, and I'll just put on anything. Like, anything will work. So we'd be good at just having that, you know, anything.
So if people have, like, pets or babies...
Just talking.
And they need to hear noise when you're not in the room,
this
is great for that.
This is a good... We're good noise makers, is basically...
If you're going to be away from your apartment or your home for a while, and you want burglars breaking in, you want voices, this is great for
put
that.
It on repeat.
It's pretty much a home security system slash babysitter.
That's a great idea. See, that is a great idea, man. Yeah, that's what we could do. We
found our calling. We make noises
that
sound like voices.
It's like home security right there, and it plays over and over again, just people talking, so you won't get robbed.
Providing a service for
providing a service for people. What do we got now? We have 57 seconds left on this.
So much pressure to finish strong.
Well, right? I think there might be someone we're gonna have to go, oh man, this has gone over 30 minutes, we're gonna have to go to part two.
I'm sure people would love for us to go longer than 30
I don't
minutes.
Think, I'm not saying we do enough.
I don't think 30 minutes is enough.
This is the intro.
Of quality content.
This is the intro. We'll listen to this later in life and go laugh and laugh and laugh when we're so good. We'll be like...
We got to talk about other podcasts we like. Confucius, Campbell,
okay.
How technology is ruining the world and society.
Yeah.
And that's enough for the first podcast.
That's good. We scratched the surface. We forgot to add that Tim here has probably the stupidest table in the world. It's a table that a grandmother would buy. We might put this as the picture. It's he's very proud of it because it's an adult table. And anyway, we only have 9 seconds left.
It's going to Goodwill soon.
This table's going to Goodwill. It's been rest. You guys have been resting on it. Maybe we'll put a picture in there. Thanks a lot. 1 second left. Bye.